From a short distance away, the white piece of paper under my car's windscreen wiper fluttered in the breeze, innocuous even as it tore through my peace of mind. The folded note bore my name, my old name, written in a bold pen. We'd been found. My heart pounded and panic washed through me. A day of travel lay behind us, weeks of planning this journey now wasted. We'd have to get back on the road and leave Scotland again. I dug my fingers into my hair, stifling a howl of frustration. All the preparation, all the careful arrangements, ruined. With rigid, locked muscles, I glanced around the car park, squinting at the people hustling in and out of the service station. Someone was watching us. We had to go.
Da, you're crushing my hand.
Isla tugged her fingers from mine.
When we get to the cottage, I want to put my unicorn duvet on my new bed. Then I'm going to line up all my books on the shelf. There will be a bookshelf, won't there?
I answered through gritted teeth. Sorry, sweetheart. We can't go. My tiny daughter's expression dropped.
No, you promised.
I'd promised more than that, though she'd never know exactly how much. Gripping her hand once more, I strode the distance to the car, alert for attack. Isla wailed, dragging her feet. Remember what I told you, I asked her. We need to stay safe.
I know. That's why I'm Isla Ross now, and not her other name. That's why we came here. Da, please don't change your mind.
We reached my newly purchased off-roader, and I snatched the paper from the windscreen. This is why. Someone has followed us and put this here. We have to leave. Right now.
The red paint dripped like blood, and I gazed at my cottage door, my gut tight. Of all the emotions I could stir in another person, obsession scared me the most. This had all the hallmarks of a spurned lover, except that was hardly the case. As a preteen, I'd been followed by boys who asked me out, caught on my apparently perfect face. Likewise, teenaged me gained admirers in droves. Until they got to know me better. Then they gave up. No amount of good looks could replace the fact that I had nothing to offer them, or them to me. Zero, zip, nada sexy feelings. It hadn't happened for me once, not for any boy, man, or woman. It had become common knowledge that Kate McRae just wasn't interested. I still feared the attention. The infatuation my birth mother had had for my father that led to the disastrous first few months of my life. At 23, I'd hoped the days of random crushes were past me. The events of the recent few months and now the words splattered on the entrance to my home told another story. Bitch, it read. Well, thanks very much, weirdo. Gravel crunched behind me, and I twisted around. Two people exited a car, a man and a little girl. My new neighbours, I assumed, and my heart sank. Why the ever-loving heck did they need to arrive right at this moment?
Back in the car,
the man barked at his daughter. She did as ordered, and he stalked over to me.
What the hell is this?
He glared at the door as if the slur was aimed at him, not me. Lochinvar. That was his name. My uncle had recruited him as the new head of the mountain rescue. He looked the part, too. Dark hair, a close-cut beard, and dangerously intelligent, almost black eyes. He was huge, too. A mountain of a man. Wide shoulders stretched his t-shirt, sizable muscles plain. Instinctively, I took a step back. This is my place. I'm Kate. I just arrived home and found it. His gaze swept over me.
You have not been inside?
Not yet.
Unlock the door.
I bristled at the order, but still obeyed. I'd seen enough horror movies to know that the woman should never enter the creepy house alone.